Connect to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
Well, maybe Schiller should just declare, well, the filibuster is unconstitutional. Fire the parliamentarian if she doesn't like it, and to say that this vote's coming to the floor. It's time to and call these Republicans out each and every time because they want to fix elections. I mean, that just call them Stalinists. Call them right to their face. So you're a big fan of Joe Stalin, each and every one of them, unless you approve of the votes actually being counted and elections not being able to be tossed out because you disagree with them, that you're un-American. You're completely un-American. I mean, that we did that, they did that in 1876, and it was simply to, you know, placate, you know, the un-Reconstructionists in the South, and that and install it through a corrupt process, you know, that Rutherford B. Hayes as president. I mean, it's just disgusting. That they'll get to, you know, that they'll say, well, you know, that Donald Trump, he lost by 20 million votes and lost in the Electoral College officially and all, you know, that honestly in all these states, you know, that by, you know, however many votes, but he, you know, we're just going to, you know, put him in as president again and make him dictator for life. Well, you know, that are we going to go the way of the late Republican Rome where people get, or some of these politicians are just getting assassinated? I mean, I'm not calling for that, but I mean, that's what happens when republics collapse. That's what happened when in nations collapse. That's what happened in, you know, old Russia when, you know, when the czarists lost. I mean, that, you know, hundreds and thousands of people, you know, in the officialdom, you know, died. I mean, these guys just don't seem to get it, that they're playing with fire, and the fire may end up burning them. I mean, that they don't get it. I mean, I just don't think they understand it, or they think we're just going to...
Right. No. And you know, look, we don't countenance violence. It's not going to get to that. Here's the deal, though. You're making a very good point, and that is, what's going to happen, the way this is going to continue to go, if the Republicans get back in, they are going to invoke the 12th Amendment. And they are going to say that the state legislatures pick the electors, not the people, that the elections are beauty contests, they're advisory. And if that had happened, and remember that you can't, a governor can't veto that at that level. Trump would have taken the electoral votes in Wisconsin. He would have taken them in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona, and he'd be president. The 12th Amendment harked back to a time around the Revolution when you didn't have presidential elections. What you did have is people in each state would get together and decide who the most eminent person was and put them up. And then when we got into presidential elections about 100 years ago, there is a constitutional expectation that that controls. And so what the Republicans are doing, and you're saying fire the parliamentarian, listen, with the majority, you can do whatever you want. That, yeah, they could fire the parliamentarian, or if the parliamentarian comes out and says you can't do it that way, they can overrule her. They can overrule her. Secondly, if I were Joe Manchin, what he should have done and what Sinema should have done is suspended the filibuster for the first Voting Rights Act, H.R. 1 and SB 1, that got rid of gerrymandering and was really did the job. And he can go back to West Virginia and go, look, 70% of you wanted this. But by the way, I'm not getting rid of the whole filibuster. Mitch McConnell got rid of it for Trump's cabinet appointments and for Supreme Court justices. So on an occasional basis, we will do it. Then he'll go around, yuck it up with the boys, and it would have gotten done. What's happening is not so much the parliamentarian. We can overrule the parliamentarian. What is happening is that we have two votes, Manchin and Sinema, who won't suspend the filibuster for one vote. They won't do it. That's the problem. And Moscow Mitch, and you're absolutely right, the rest of the Republicans will countenance fraud. They will countenance the destruction of our democracy to keep their worthless carcasses in the polished halls of the Capitol so they can be big men. Big men. They're lazy. Many of them are unemployable anywhere else. And this is what we're getting. All right, going back to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind at East Side Dave?
Hello. I'd like to quickly mention, I previously listened to your Mr. Hartman, and he just came out swinging about all this anti Joe Biden plans to make the country better. And I just wish I had tapes of that so I can distribute them to people. But also, I still think, Matt, that this two-party system of ours, all we've got is the Democratic Party and the party that opposes them. And my God, man, I've been hearing about gridlock since the 80s, and it just never ends. And we got to get this country back on its feet, you know, and that's why I like what Mr. Hartman said. And yeah, people with student debt and all this stuff. And going to leave it there, but I thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I think your point, your core point, is this gridlock. The Democrats are doing their best to unravel it. There's slight gridlock within the Democratic Party between the Progressive Caucus and the mainstream Democratic Party on the extent of the reconciliation bill for the infrastructure. And that's going to be a topic coming up on this broadcast. But with the Republicans, what is happening is this. There are 50 Republican senators. I would say, for instance, several of them said to the press, if the vote to convict Trump and remove him from office were a secret ballot, he would be gone today. Most of them hate Trump, but they're afraid of Trump. They're afraid of Trump because when he endorses somebody, suddenly that individual picks up 30 or 40% of the Republican electorate in their state. And they're toast if he criticizes them. And they have nothing else to do. Their whole identity, their whole being is swept up in being a big man. A big man. Senator. Swagger into a waffle shop somewhere and everybody goes, that's a big man. If they lost their position, they would not be a big man anymore. And that's not gender specific. That applies to Susan Collins and everybody else in that caucus. Everyone, except in the House, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, have real guts. But they all want to be big men. They don't do anything. They swagger down the polished hallways, the Republicans. They stand before a lectern, recite things. It's either a script from their donors or it's platitudes. It's platitudes. Then they wander off, go out to for a nice meal in a restaurant, and they're a big man. And for that, they will destroy our democracy. Now, I will tell you, if it gets too far, if you have a state legislature where a Democrat wins the presidential election and the legislature overrules it, that will go to the Supreme Court. I'm fairly confident that there'll be at least 5 points to reverse that, 5 votes. The 3 Democrats and John Roberts and one other. I don't know if it's Amy Coney Barrett. I don't know if it's Kavanaugh or Gorsuch. It will not be Alito or Thomas. They are unreconstructedly bad. It probably won't be Kavanaugh, but it could be Barrett or Gorsuch. Because they are not going to tolerate, they cannot tolerate a country where everybody is so angry and churned up over the reversal of a presidential election like in Belarus or Rwanda or one of these places. This is the United States. So this will sort itself out, Dave. So stand by, continue being a Democrat. It's messy, but it is our only hope. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.